good. Everything should be on the fritz, on the up and up.
Jetson made another one.
Tay Keith.
Fuck his buddy's butt. 7-10 to Yuma.
Mike Will shaved it.
Yeah. 808 Mafia.
Yeah.
Damn, son, where'd you find Chris?
Okay.
This has been on the entire time.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, we're back.
Hey, well, welcome back.
We're back. Podcast. They say it wasn't possible.
Yeah.
They said it was Kim Possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said it was Ron Weasley. Mm-hmm.
They said it was a proud family.
Ron Stoppable. Was that it? What was his name?
Shigo?
The rat?
Mm-hmm. No, I think the rat was just a naked mole rat. I think that was his name, Naked Mole
Rat. Its name was Naked Mole Rat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Christy Carlson Romano?
From Even Stevens?
Nah, from the Even Stevens movie.
Yeah, dude. From Cadet Kelly.
Yeah.
Starring Hillary Duff.
I'm telling you. From my dang dreams every night in 2006.
22.
Yeah, Christy, if you're listening, come back home.
We miss you, girl.
Yeah. That's good, man.
Yeah.
Well, once again, right back at it. The epi before the live show, huh?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah. I mean,
no, the live show is next week. And when this comes out, it would be the week of. So, guys, this Friday, if you're listening to this the day it comes out.
This
comes out Sunday.
Right. So, the 15th. Friday, we will be in L.A. So, this Friday, this week, we are in L.A., guys. Right now, coming to you live from before L.A.
You skipped L.A. in your head.
And that's the East Coast.
No, we're recording a live show in L.A., guys. Guys, did you guys think that the live show was at Joystick Game Bar August 26th? No. We're doing it at Joystick Game Bar in L.A.
They probably have one.
Probably. Yeah. They probably got some game board.
We're doing it at the Hollywood sign. I don't know. I don't know anything in LA.
Remember when they changed the Hollywood sign to Hollyweed? You guys remember when that happened? You don't remember that?
Was that in the Cheech and Chong's big
No, picture? Man. They did that like last year sometime. Yeah. Some folks
How High Too?
No. No, man. It was for real. Mm-hmm.
Get Hollyweed sign. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, man, they changed it up in the middle of the night, which is insane because I didn't think anybody could just do that. I feel like that takes a team because the sign is pretty big as far as I'm concerned, right?
I don't know. This is something that really happened? Are you sure?
Yes, this is something that, yes. I don't like that both of you guys don't know about this, and so I'm outnumbered by default.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell us about it. I guess it's on you to prove it.
Yeah, tell us about it then. Who did it?
Nobody did it. It's just a figment of my imagination, you guys.
Oh, no. I believe it's real.
No, we believe you, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't know anything. I just remember it was a news story that happened. I don't know who did it.
But you didn't read the news story at all?
No, man. I read headlines. Who the fuck is reading news articles right now?
Was this on High Times?
That's what I'm saying. Was on Mary Jane, Snoop Dogg's YouTube channel?
I'm not even going to look this up.
Was this on Vice?
Yeah.
Was this on the failing New York Times? Yeah.
Was this in a movie starring Cheech and Chong? Oh, wait, no.
Yeah. Bill and Ted. Were they stoners? Or I think they were just retarded, right?
I don't think so. I think they were supposed to be like just dumb teenagers.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever. I never watched it, so I can't really say for sure. Like, I didn't read the news article, so I can't say for sure. I do a lot of skimming.
Yeah. They changed it to Hollyweed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They did that.
Why?
I don't know. Was it like the year that weed was legalized in LA or something?
I think it's probably just fun. It seems like a funny thing to do.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But then the sign said weed, which is kind of cool. Would you prefer weed or wood?
Nah. I don't think.
Which one would you? I'm just asking. Which one would you want?
It is a really big sign.
Yeah, bro.
That seems like a lot of work. They would have had to have had cranes.
Yeah.
If it was a prankster, it was a really blue collar prankster.
I'm telling you. Or they would have needed giant light bulbs because of how big that.
I'm telling you, man. They did it.
I've only gone to the sign. I've only gone to the sign in like video games, like a Grand Theft Auto. you just drive out in the country over all those rocks.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it says weed.
Yeah,
who's that CJ?
yeah. I feel like I've only seen the sign in like times of like. Turmoil, you know what I mean? Like, I've only seen it in movies when someone's crashing into it, right? Or like somebody's threatening to blow it up, right?
Yeah, or when they're, you know, when somebody steals the D from the Hollywood sign and it says Hollywoo, that happened.
Yeah,
I saw that in the news. I remember,
yeah, who did it?
It was on CNN,
right?
SCA.
Right.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Sounds like it checks out. I'm not going to question it. But they did it.
Yeah.
I got it right here. I looked it up. Los Angeles Times. Sign altered. This is not a Mandela effect. This is a thing that actually happened.
Yeah, I bet the fucking Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. High on damn high. Yeah.
Smoking on friggin' reefer sticks. Yeah. Like smoking fucking on that top five. Yeah, I bet they fucking typed that shit out. Yeah. Oh, dude, where's the E key? Yeah.
I was going to say, he forgot the letter.
Oh, man. These edibles aren't kicking in. When did I get to work?
What was I supposed to do today? Shit.
Fuck.
What do you mean I'm the fucking editor in chief? chief, like I don't even have a feather, dude. That's good, dude.
When did they decide that Hollywood was the city for like celebrities and like movies and stuff? Like when?
Probably about 1907.
Mm-hmm. That honestly sounds pretty accurate. Because I don't know when the first movie was.
Yeah, I think, is that when?
Probably in the 1800s.
Is that when MGM was founded? Isn't MGM the one with the big lions?
No, MGM is the one that dates Megan Fox.
No. MGM is, you know, MGM Studios. It got MGM. It got Wally.
You know that line's still alive.
I don't know, because what they had Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah,
remember him?
Yeah. Abbott Costello.
Silent movies. Because before there were movies, then it was just like fucking PowerPoints or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was just pictures that didn't move. And they were silent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it was static. And then they would, you know, yell over it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, they would like talk over it? They would just be like,
they called them talkies.
They didn't figure out how to put a fucking sound in movies for like a really long time.
Yeah, I think, and not until like the 50s, I think. The first fun fact, I don't know if this is actually a fun fact, but the first movie that had sound in it was called The Jazz Singer. And it features
Ryan Gosling.
Close. The main actor wears a black face in the movie because they didn't want to put black people in movies.
I think I remember so they were that. Like,
yeah.
Well,
he had that crazy dance routine everybody loved.
Yeah, he started crumping before it was crumping. It was ridiculous. I didn't know how they pulled that off. Yeah.
That's true, but I really liked Emma Stone's performance in that movie.
Yeah.
You know, they sang on set. they have recordings for the vocals.
Yeah, sure. They made Ryan Gosling put on blackface.
Sure. But he also invented jazz.
Yeah, I'm telling you, right? Yeah.
Hey, you know, was it before or after the blackface he invented jazz?
I mean,
who's the chicken and egg, sir?
This is great. I don't know. I just think it's crazy to think that it just, you know, I mean, granted, I guess it makes sense that it's like, you know, in that place, I guess. But it's like, it could have been anywhere, really. It could, like, New York could have been like the Hollywood that we know about now, you know? It could have been someplace in Wyoming. Yeah,
they had a sign right above Trump's tower that said, you know, Brooklyn. What are the boroughs? Queens. People could, you know, change the Queen sign to say we.
They could. They absolutely could.
Put that in the fucking New York Times. Oh, I'm still fucking hard. But now I'm over here. What do you mean the president's mad at me? I just report the facts, man. God damn, is this 500 milligrams? Yeah. New York could be LA. I mean, I don't know. I've never been to either one. I mean, until this week. But the way people talk about them sometimes, you know, in the entertainment industry, it does seem like they think those are the only two cities.
Right.
Like on Earth.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think that's just where all the moves are being made. You know, all the, you know.
Industry.
The industry folks, the upper echelon of, you know, the industry, entertainment. They're up there.
Right.
You know.
Steven Spielberg.
Right. George Lucas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. George
Lucas is out there. Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we got to go see Easter Sunday. I think it's going to be a fantastic movie. We finally get back to our Filipino heritage.
I don't know.
What if it's good?
I don't know.
I think it's going to be a fun movie, man.
Easter Sunday just...
Do you think he's going to fucking edit in laughs into the movie too? Like
he does his stand-up. He edits laughs into his stand-up?
I don't know. I saw somebody say that on Twitter forever ago and I just believed it. If you watch... if you watch like his first or second one, I don't remember, on Netflix, it does seem like, all right, man, are you really killing this hard because you said, Jacqueline, come over here. And then it's just the loudest laugh you've ever heard. And it's like, all right, maybe. I don't know. When they said that, I was like, yeah, they're probably fucking right. I don't know. Maybe that's just me being a hater.
Could be. You know.
I mean, if it is, what if he didn't even do it, though? You know, what if the editor did that?
Yeah, it's not like. You know, I would assume he gets like final say on the product, though. So
that's true.
Probably like, damn, man, they weren't really laughing at this accent, so we got to boost it up a little bit.
Yeah, seems like I don't know. It seems sort of disproportional to the joke sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, don't we all put laughs in our stand-up clips?
I know I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's on a Netflix level. I feel like that's fine.
Or maybe they just turned them up real loud, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they just had mics next to one guy they knew was going to laugh a lot.
Yeah. But that's just what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think people are laughing like they used to anymore.
Yeah. That's so true.
You know?
You look at any stand-up special from the early 2000s, it's because now, you know, all day, every day, you're just looking at stuff on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right before this podcast, I read probably 13 tweets to you guys.
Oh, man. Yeah,
they were all laughing.
They were all the best tweet I ever seen, bro. Yeah.
I mean, and that's just every day. You just see it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So we done broke a bunch of people's like laugh. Central.
Yeah. In the early 2000s, you can go like, man, right before I walked on this stage, I beat the shit out of my kids.
Hey, folks are rolling.
He hit his kid.
That's how I was raised.
Oh, just like me.
I'm one of his kids. I laughed to mask the pain.
Back when laughs were laughs.
I'm telling you, bro. You standing up out of your chair, clapping, running around. My kids scared me.
Yeah, you really don't get a lot of like audience shots in stand-up specials because before you can see people just like, like going back and forth, laughing,
taking their shirt off, whirling.
Yeah.
Yeah, just upwards, like, you know, applause and everything. And now, but now it's just all just canned laughter.
Yeah.
Which honestly is good, man. I think I like it. I'm leaning into it. Fuck it.
I feel like it's just like the, you know, it's kind of like a stream or something carving a mountain. Hear me out. It's like, I think we look at all this stuff all the time, right, on our phones, and eventually it just kind of warps our perception of what's funny. But that's not just for the consumer. That's also for the creator, like everybody else, like has also seen all those tweets. So like I have to come up with something more original than what the internet does just every day. And eventually you just get to a point where the only thing they can think of is kind of like, I'm a this, and I do that. Isn't that weird?
And now they're like, who's buying this?
That's yeah, like the yeah, new who's thing buying
this? They just go to places like, who the fuck is buying this? And then a light bulb just dings over their head. It's like, hold up. You mean to tell me?
Put this on a t-shirt.
Put it on a hoodie.
Yeah.
Sell it at a high price.
Fucking lose on F-Boy Island. First place loser.
The following contains spoilers for season 2 of F-Boy Island on HBO Max.
Man, speaking of that F-Boy Island.
Derek's upset about it.
Oh, I'm not upset.
He sounds mad as fuck, dude.
You can tell he's upset about how cool he's being right now.
I'm not upset. Yeah, nah. Hey, good finale. Shout out them.
Oh, man, you should have heard him beforehand. Yeah,
did y'all?
They should have never gave that stupid bitch that money with her dumb pink hooker hair. How dare she do that to my boy, Nico?
Yeah, yeah.
That fucking that dirty
witch.
It was fucked up what he was saying.
I'm glad she got that $100,000.
I'm not.
Oh, congratulations.
It's ridiculous.
It's I think just for the show itself, because only F boys won and an F girl won.
Yeah.
No nice guys won.
I mean,
or
it wasn't even a that's one. True. Like the lady. Yeah, I don't even know.
Like she was like self-proclaimed like an F girl.
Yeah, but she wasn't really playing a game.
Yeah, they had her on the show to pick somebody.
Yeah.
There like was, she sort of violated the terms of the show, which is...
Yeah, which she didn't even know she was doing, like, until 15 minutes before the show ended. So it's like, yeah, I guess you could have done that, but the whole season you were just trying to pick somebody.
I don't know.
All I'm saying is, hey, get me on season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, reloaded.
Yeah, that's right. Cause I'm breaking a gut.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Boy, I was season 3. The nice guys have a gun this season. That's the only way they can win.
Yeah, so I just don't feel like any girl has ever understood me, really.
Yeah.
Loading a bullet.
Yeah, nah, it's like, oh, wait, is he ahead of me? You like it better?
Okay.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, you prefer guys with tattoos. Okay.
Yeah. Teardrop? Teardrop tattoos. Yeah. Yeah, nah, bro. I
don't know, man.
Nah,
hey,
good show, good finale. I'm glad.
You definitely kept me guessing.
It would have been very funny if they made her also give the money to charity.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
That would have been pretty funny.
I think it would have been... I'm glad that they probably made the right decision to having Nico just come in at the very end and switch with Tom, because I think if Tom would have made it to that finale and then she just took that money,
he would have killed himself on
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. My man, he would have...
He would have tackled her.
My man was,
I'm sick of not being chosen first.
You got to change your mind.
I have black and white TikTok workout videos where I'm trying to get over her.
I think it's very, my man was, he seemed like he was going through it.
He seemed like he was in a really bad place. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad they had to get him out of here because that man seemed like a giant maroon flag.
Yeah, irrational. Yeah. Irrational guy.
Yeah, bro.
But hey, you know, shout out to Tamara for,
not finding her Tia.
Yeah.
her Latino aunt.
I'm glad my man Peter pulled it out, though. I was rooting for Peter since...
I did not think he was going to win.
Episode 1. I was like, when it was between him and Danny, I was like, nah, Peter got this locked up.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Everything he said... sounded awful, bro. It sounded like it was a generic line you'd make fun of. where she was like, Peter, I don't feel like you're being close enough to me. And that makes me a little scared that you're not being vulnerable. And then he responded with, what is your biggest fear?
Hey, bro, not even trying, dog. Pulled that really out of nowhere. Like, oh, wow. Yeah, I'm glad that he asked me that. It really made me feel closer to him. And it's like, bro, does that work?
Yeah.
Everything he said to you was...
like, really, everybody may think I'm an F-boy. But really, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, everything was Instagram captions, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yuck.
That's how hot people talk, though, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Like the fucking, what was Seth Rogen's advice in 40-Year-Old Virgin? You got to just ask questions.
Yeah.
You know? That's it. It's like, what's your biggest fear? Why you always think I'm with this girl when I'm not?
Hey, it's some questions you can't.
Why you
want to
look at my phone all the time? Hey, you gotta ask questions. You
know? Whoa, what's my passcode? Whoa! Hey,
why do you know what a dick with vagina juice on it smells like? Went out to the Cheesecake Factory yesterday.
Yeah, man, it was a good time, bro.
I didn't get to go, dog.
It was not a good time.
It was a terrible time.
It was a fun hang. Hey. We went for Mandel's birthday.
Hey, shout out Mandollar.
I actually didn't get to go.
Yeah, but tell us
Chris
about
and Derek didn't get
but
to
you've
go.
Been before.
So, I've been before, yeah. But it's I didn't get to go for whoever's birthday.
Because
I'm Chris's lane.
Young Tevin.
I went, bro, and let me tell you this. I'd never been to the Cheesecake Factory before, but it really seems like whoever came up with the idea for Cheesecake Factory should be tried for... for war crimes.
Oh, for sure.
Take him to the Hague.
Embezzlement. Every
throw the book at him.
Every four syllable word.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Hey, we was building code violation.
We was in there.
Whoa.
We was in there, bro. So everything, it was a moment where this is what we should have known. We shouldn't have been in there, right? So when we first sit down, they bring the bread, right? But when they bring the bread, it's five people, but they only bring four pieces of bread.
Let's go. Somebody got to share.
Hey. Yeah, man. I did not get one.
I'm going to run through the whole thing, bro. So then we sit in there, right? First thing, we go, we order our food. Now, let me say something.
How many options are on the menu?
Now, too many.
Too many.
Yeah. They didn't specialize in no food. They was like, okay, we got cheesecake,
right?
But a bakery ain't gonna make us $1 million. So what we gonna do is we just gonna throw what do people like? Tacos.
Oh, tacos. Yeah. Did they spaghetti?
Spaghetti. Oh,
teriyaki chicken?
Yes.
Vietnamese food. Man, bro, they were selling
barbecue.
They had banh mi on there.
They were selling some of them Indonesian family bowls.
That's crazy. The hot pots. They had them.
For sure. Look. So we get in there. Cause say, the lady says, I'm like, yo, let me get the chicken parm. That's simple.
Yeah.
Right? They was like, oh, just let you know we do it pizza style.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a phrase she let out. Pizza style.
Pizza style. Just like
parm.
A mama used to make.
Yeah. It's like real Italian.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, all right. I'm going to get the pizza style. Sure, whatever. I already said chicken parm.
Yeah,
so
all right.
I have an expectation.
In whatever form you give it to me, it's going to be chicken parm.
Food get here 30 minutes later. We posted up.
45, dude.
45. We in there hanging
out. Hold on. Before we even get to that.
For sure.
You would order something else. You ordered like a Korean chicken.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So I had two options. Bro, I had two options. I say, man, let me Let me get that Korean fried chicken, man.
Let's go.
She say, yeah, we gonna do that. But here's the thing. The here, chicken hold gonna on, be hot.
Before it comes, can I tell you this? So whenever we give it to people, they're confused because half of the plate is supposed to be cold.
What?
And half of it is hot. So what? People always return it like, oh, you gave me lukewarm chicken. But that's the way it's supposed to be.
Wait a
she
minute.
Said,
she says this just because he orders.
The the woman said we give you she a half hot, chicken, half cold
no,
plate.
No. She said the chicken supposed to be hot, but the ingredients around it is supposed to be cold. So people be thinking that the food not hot. But it's really just lukewarm. It's they lukewarm. Just don't know.
Wait, yeah. why are they giving you a precursor to the Korea?
That's what they do in Korea. Korea, the vegetables gotta be cold.
Right.
Yeah, everybody okay. knows that.
Yeah.
We didn't understand.
That like, is true. Korea. Yeah. They were like, yeah.
But Korean, they all about frozen vegetables and how chicken cold? From the microwave.
Yeah, how hot is the chicken? How cold
bro,
is the vegetables?
I don't know,
as
but
cold as North Korea.
Exactly. As them exactly. jail cells.
The middle of the plate, that's the DMZ. Bro.
Yeah.
For sure. And, yeah. And look, so, but here's the thing, though. Once everybody got their food, I'm going to just skip forward a little bit. Once everybody got their food, plot twist, that apply to all the food. Nobody food is warm.
Oh, wow.
No, nobody food. Man, Cameron had hot wings. They was cold.
Yeah, he like, had buffalo wings. You could have used them for ice cubes in your drink.
Hey, bro, I swear to God, his wings was some of them Tyson anytime.
No.
Bro, they put some Tyson anytime on Cameron plate. I swear to God, with some celery. And he had to wait on the fries.
In the microwave for the whole time.
He had to wait on the fries. They were like, oh, man, like, them fries going to take 10 minutes. Like, you at McDonald's and you ask for no salt. Wait. So look, I get chicken parm, pizza style.
Pizza style
mean they made a big circle chicken nugget. So, hear what I'm saying now? A plate size flat chicken piece. So that means they mashed a bunch of chicken together and made a flat pizza crust out of it. They put red sauce on it. And then in the middle, they put a handful of noodles.
The weirdest serving of noodles I've ever seen. Like, they grabbed it like this.
For sure. And threw that in the middle. And then
you
she said,
"You will not cook in my kitchen unless you grab noodles like this, mm-hmm. but the middle of the pizza."
Yeah. And she said, "Bon appetit." Look. They give Evan his food. He got a salad. Ain't no dressing in sight. That boy, they pulled his stuff straight out the garden. Put it down on the plate.
Hey. They had beets from a can, bro. I've never seen, like, the ingredient list included beets. I'm thinking beets like any other place to give you beets. Like, you know, the cut-up vegetables.
For sure.
They had canned beets.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Pickled beets, like little cubes.
Y'all sure y'all went to
bro, I saw
a Cheesecake Factory?
It was $45.
$45.
Khaled food looked like they had dropped, they accidentally dropped the sandwich in the mayonnaise bowl. You know where they keep the mayonnaise? Yeah. They had dropped it in there, and they was like, oh, we can't waste the sandwich, so we got to
put it on
the
plate. He probably won't even notice.
We got to put it on the plate. So, look.
And Shaunick's food was straight up just a Chick-fil-A salad.
Oh, 100%. They got that market salad. That market salad with the almonds in there. Yeah. Shout out to Jesus Christ. Hey,
yeah.
Bro, so look.
Yeah,
so
luckily we didn't go on a Sunday.
So if you go on, everybody know if you're going to the Cheesecake Factory, it ain't no lights on in the building. So like,
what?
Down like the power bill too high. The building too big. They're like well, we got to save somewhere.
Way too big of a
we making so many cheesecakes. We got to save money somewhere. They use their oven a lot. So it started getting dark. So I warned everybody about this before we got here, right? So I'm like, watch when it get dark in here. The lights ain't gonna come on. That boy Shonik say, as soon as he like, oh man, it's getting dark in for real. It's a dude busting the table across from us. He like, we gonna turn the lights on. He got personally attacked. He like, no, we gonna turn the lights ain't on yet. It ain't even dark like that for real.
I'm the lights man, and you see I'm busy.
Yeah.
You gonna clear the table?
He like, well, it ain't even that dark in here for real. Y'all can see. We gonna turn the lights on. Don't even worry about it. We'll get the lights on. And I'm like, well, bro,
you know
like,
who you're talking to, don't you? You can see people in front of you.
And I'm like, man, what a benefits package he has to be getting. Having that much loyalty to the Cheesecake Factory, man. So then it's cheesecake time. We say, oh, man, like, we go get different cheesecakes. And you know, when you get the cheesecake, that's when all is forgiven, man.
Right.
And then they were so close to getting across the finish line until Evan and Shonda was like, man, we want the cheesecake that's on the front of the cheesecake menu.
Yeah. The biggest one. There's a picture of it. It says classic cheesecake. We said we're going to have that. We point to it.
We point to it. They say, they come back, they're like, oh, they come back frozen.
A good 10 minutes later. Everybody's already got their cheesecake. Almost done with them. She's like, actually, the chef said he forgot to thaw out that cheesecake. It's the classic cheesecake, man. It's still frozen.
Because they had it next to the Korean vegetables. Because you know they
share the same.
Yeah. So like, it's a weird thing in there where like some of the food got to be frozen and some of it got to be spicy hot. So
they got two different kitchens. They got a cold one and a hot.
Cold one and hot, and they like mix it together to bring lukewarm food to everybody. Because you know, another weird thing they do at Cheesecake Factory. Last time I went there. They had seasoned the plate, but they ain't seasoned the food.
Right.
And when I eat, I like my food. I like them to season the food instead of the plate. So it's like a weird, you know, just creative differences as far as like how we consume.
Cultural.
Yeah. You know, everybody do their thing different, bro. But as Christmas Lane, man, I love Buc-ee's, man.
Hey, nah, that's a good time.
I am Buc-ee's. A young Christmas Lane.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that they have plenty of hydration solutions, too. I think they have pretty
I definitely have a huge
water selection.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, Chris also thinks they have a ton of hydration solutions. Chris definitely thinks that. And Chris has talked about it before.
As Chris's Lane.
Yes.
I'm Chris's Lane, so I can speak for Chris's Lane. And what I'm saying is, when you go to Buc-ee's, you can tell it's something made by the devil.
Right.
Because it totally is. Because
there's thousands of children in there running around with their softball jerseys on. Mm-hmm. All of them believe in Christ.
Yes.
Well, look, when you Big go bus. In there, it's the most mm-hmm. American thing, because they're like, oh, we got brisket. We got hand sanitizer. And they're like, well, since we got so much hand sanitizer of different brands, you might as well just drink that. Because we ain't gonna give you nothing else clear to drink.
We're
not gonna make any more clear things to drink. Man, they had that Nestle Pure Life in there.
Chris, where is this coming from?
Yeah, Chris,
man?
You last time we went, you bought three different
water options. Not enough.
Yeah. They had, bro. I swear to God, I had drunk some of that water, and I could tell they scooped it right out the toilet.
No, because
they got so many toilets, so they're not using all of them.
Right.
Some of them they use to scoop the water out to put in
the
bottles.
They're so bathroom friendly. They have they famously have 60 toilets in there.
For sure. They had
Fiji. They had Dasani.
They didn't. That's the thing.
They had Nestle Pure Life.
They did not have Fiji.
They had Aquaphor.
No, you know what I mean?
This isn't possible because Buc-ee's has two different collections of soda fountains.
Yeah.
They have generic ones, and they also have their own Buc-ee's handmade mm-hmm. soda that they make in the Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
They make the soda by hand?
They make the soda by hand. They make the beef jerky by hand.
What if making soda by hand was just like putting it in your mouth and gargling a lot and then spitting it back out?
That's not making it by hand at all.
How you doing? What is making it by mouth?
That's just gargling a little soda.
you gotta put it in your hands.
But that's how you get the bubble. You squeeze, take it up with your hand.
Did you get the Buc-ee's style water? Because I remember you buying a jug and being like, hey, you can really taste the gas station.
The beaver nuggets.
Yeah. Nah. See, I had went in there and I was like, man, y'all know, as Chris, like, y'all know that it's one thing about me. Y'all know I'm gonna hydrate. Everybody know
Chris is always thirsty.
One thing about Chris is that he's always thirsty.
Always thirsty.
Back in the day when the water fountain, everybody after recess, they'd be like, move out the way, Chris coming.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. They'd be like, Chris coming up, y'all better move. Y'all know what he gonna do if y'all look that way.
He's gonna put his fucking mouth
I didn't just put my mouth on the water part. I used to put my mouth. I used to press the button with my lips too, just to give it a full work.
How did you get both at the same time,
bro? I got a wide mouth. Yeah. That's Chris's Lane. My mouth so wide. I do all types of stuff with it.
Chris, that's so fucking gross.
Bro,
if y'all trying to judge me, as Chris's Lane, y'all know I don't play that.
Yeah.
That's wild. You don't like the Buc-ee's water. That's how they make it.
Yeah.
No. But see, I done matured over time, bro. Yeah. Life.
You got a refined water.
First, I used to be a little hydrated. Now I'm a bit hydration, man.
I mean,
first I was a, you know what I'm saying, I was just a little pimp squeak. What's it called? The juice that come in a barrel. The little hug.
Yeah, the little huggies. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I'm a big gallon. Growing up in high school, they used to call me Big Gallon. They used to call me Chris Big Gallon Islam.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying, bro, they definitely had Fiji water in there.
They did. I scoured the place.
You didn't look at the whole
story. I don't even think you saw all the water.
I went up
Chris.
To the Bucky's manager. I said, man, y'all, I said, square up, bro.
You did not. You did not get to the Bucky's manager. Yeah. He's protected by a crew of 14 security guards.
I went to the Bucky's manager. I said, square up right now. He said, what's going on? I swung at him. He was like, whoa, like, chill. Just tell me what's going on. I said, ask one more question. And then he was like, man, what's your name? I was like, I'm Chris Islam.
And then Bucky the Beaver tackled you.
For sure.
Wait, did you try any of the tap water that they had next to the...
Yeah, did you drink out of the faucet in the sink?
Tap water in this country, bro? They got the smallpox in there.
No, they don't.
That's what they say.
Chris, you're acting so... Chris,
that was my uncle saying. My
I've
uncle,
seen drink tap water
my uncle
times.
Marcus is lame told me that if you drink the water right now, you're going to get all itchy.
That's
what he said?
That is true, but that's not because it got smallpox in the water.
Yeah, and then they locked him up in that place.
I'm telling you.
Bro, that boy Marcus is lame said they going to put... If you get... Marcus is lame said if you get monkeypox... All you got to do is just heat a bowl of oatmeal and wipe that all over your body for 2-3 days.
You'd be that actually is what you're supposed to do for a certain type of pox.
Chris, Marcus's lame has been dead for 15 years.
for chicken pox, you're supposed to slather a little oatmeal on yourself.
For real?
Yeah.
What? That's hard, bro.
Also, did y'all know that there are like 10 different type of animal pox? Like monkey pox is 3 out of 10. There's like dolphin pox. Camel pox, horse pox, skunk pox. It's like
X pox.
True, yeah.
Degeneration. All the bumps just coming X form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. They got a bunch of different types.
It's like they're trying to make an army. It's like they're trying to get together a team, you know, called like the zoo warriors.
I remember one time in high school, this dude who used to wear a bunch of polo outfits. He was like, man, I got so much polo that I might as well have polio. And I ain't understand what that meant. And then we learned about FDR, and I was like, dang, bro, you want to wear polo and, you know, had a, you know, loose leg.
Have
a little blanket over.
Have the noodle legs. Mm-hmm. Did y'all get chicken pox? Was it bad when y'all got it?
I got chicken pox. I did.
When did you get chicken pox, Chris?
I ain't going to lie. The chicken pox, I got it maybe when I was like 5.
Was it rough?
It was an itch fest for sure. But you know, you know what was worse than chicken pox growing up?
What?
That ringworm.
I had ringworm
one time. Ringworm, that was a real itch, bro.
That was disgusting. It looked gross. I had both too.
I remember there were kids who would show us the ringworm on them, and it's like, nah, bro, something's on you.
Yeah.
Like that. It was like a circle.
Yeah. And it's like, ooh, wee.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
The red ring of death at the Xbox.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like the red ring of death.
And Chris is lame.
I
ain't gonna say what I'm about
to say. When you said you had the ringworm, and it was worse than the chicken pox.
For sure.
Bro, do you remember how you got the chicken pox?
I'm gonna be honest. As Chris is lame, that isn't the worst thing I had. Some of the STDs I got.
Chris prolific.
Let's cut that.
Chris prolific.
Make
STD,
sure you cut
man.
That, please.
Some
thanks.
Of the STDs.
Yeah, man.
You know Chris Lane has all of them.
Hey, not all of them, but the you, hey, it'll be a shorter time listening to ones you don't got.
Bro, please don't get me in no game. Have I ever? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Chris, gonna be drunk. You done put 5 fingers down already.
Drunk, who been tested in the last 5 years? Oh, God. I got to drive. Yeah, go ahead and cut that part out, man. That was a little wild.
Yeah, bro. Man, I've been seeing a bunch of tweets where folks are putting up pictures of just folks with random skin conditions and being like, uh-oh. Hey, my man got it. They did it for the QT at Druid Hills. It was just them taking a photo of a guy.
I saw that.
Yeah. And it's like, bro,
Imagine you just went to the gas station, right?
Yeah.
And you don't got the monkeypox. And then you go on Twitter and it's like, hey, Chris is lame. Hey, look, look at the boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you try and argue against it? Do you hop on your Twitter account? You're like, nah, bro, I just got ringworm.
I think if the camera on me, I gotta be like, no, I got asthma.
Yeah. Hey.
But you can get that off fast. You know what I mean? Because then it cancels their whole video because now they look like a bad person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, even if you do got monkeypox, you still tell people it's eczema?
Oh, if you got monkeypox, you can be like, nah, like this a condition.
Yes.
If you could just say something arbitrary, even if that condition is monkeypox. You know, and then people leave you alone.
Have to specify. It's like, oh, nah, I caught something. It's like a pox type thing.
But yeah, man, as Chris is like,
that's not even me. That's my twin brother, and he's fighting chemo right
now. Yeah.
Man.
Those are all places they've stuck that chemo needle.
As Chris Lane, I grew up in a small city outside of Savannah, Georgia.
Little Wussy, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
What's the city?
Yeah, we've been there.
Little Wussy.
We've been there.
I grew up there, man. And I used to do my thing, bro. Everybody be like, you know, like, they'd be like, oh, do the Warham Chris's Lane. I'd be like, all right. And they'd be like, go Chris's Lane. And so that's how I used to do.
Yeah, we know.
I used to say,
why are you telling us this? We're your best friends.
Bro, we hang out. You don't gotta
I'm telling y'all my biography, bro. Yeah.
Bro, we
growing up, me and my uncle Marcus is lying. We used to sell bagels every morning at Flim Flams.
Hey, dog, I remember we was
we used
up
to go down in front of the Flim Flams. You know, everybody used to party there.
Mm-hmm.
And we was like, man, where the bagels at? They were like, boy, we love them. It's lying bagels.
Y'all made the bagels at home?
For sure.
Yeah. I heard those are hard. You have to boil them.
We had a little bagel. Mm-hmm. We was going to just do our cheesecake, but then somebody stole our idea.
That's so stupid, dog.
To have cheesecake and bagel?
Yeah, we had cheesecake. Well, first we were putting cream cheese on the bagel. And then we was like, well, let's just do cheesecake. And then we told this Arabian dude, and he made a whole restaurant.
Yeah, Chris was like, you might have to cut that too.
Oh, you don't like Arabian?
No, that's funny.
Can you call folks Arabian?
If they're from...
I thought Arabian, because that's the style of Cheesecake Factory. They got like...
It's real Arabs.
Oh, Arabian is a bad word?
I don't know.
Chris,
it's because they have really high ceilings and it's decorated like a castle.
Yeah, I don't know. What I'm saying.
Like you're going to save a princess kind of
for
thing.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know.
But you know what I'm saying? As no, Chris is know, lame, like I am a racist.
No, that is true. That is like, confirmed.
Yeah.
Like, Chris is lame.
I hate people.
Yes, bro.
Every creed. Especially by their creed.
Yeah, but specifically based on skin tone and origin.
And their creed, like, bro. Yes. Remember like when people like, I don't discriminate against creeds and colors. Colors, I might be chilling, but creeds, I hate. If you tell me your creed, bro.
Yeah, bro, Chris is lame. Hates Michael B. Jordan.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Bro, I'll punch him in his face. Hey. Not in no movie set.
He's glad Rocky
Michael
won.
B. Jordan, if you hit his...
Spoiler.
I want you to know that Chris is lame will punch you in your face, man. Let me run down the list of people that Chris is lame at me
wait,
as Chris is lame.
Wait,
Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, if you hit this, my name is Chris is lame. I'm from Savannah, Georgia, but I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
From Little Whistle.
I live off of Campbellton Road. And what I'm telling
Marcus
you, I challenge you to come to my house and try to fight me, because if you do, I'm gonna punch you in your face.
And all it's right.
Hey.
I was about to say your address, but obviously you wanted me to stop.
But that's not, I ain't gonna tell y'all my address because I know it. So I don't even have to tell y'all because I already know my address. So I don't really have to say it like that because I know it. I already know it because it's mine.
What about your biography?
But that's what I'm saying. But if it wasn't my address, I would have told y'all because I would have to prove to y'all that I know it. But because that it is my address, I don't feel the need to prove that to y'all because I know my address.
And we all know. Yeah.
Like everybody know I know my address, bro. So y'all gotta start asking me that type of stuff, bro.
Man, I could really go for an Islam bagel right now.
I was gonna say, they really are legends. Hey, where is Uncle Marcus now?
Yeah.
Man, that boy, you know what he doing? Chris Lane was at the erection. What's it called? The erectionist. Chris Lane is erectionist.
Yes. Chris was running there. He's an erectionist. Yeah,
he's an erectionist from Lil Wussy.
Right.
That he was in there like, man, y'all better open up that door. Scooter like, nah, chill. I'm like, open up that door for me and my countrymen.
Yeah.
Chris Lane love him some Donald Trump. Man.
Hey, that is.
We all do. I bought the calendar. I love the February spread.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how I do it as Chris Lane, man. Dude, Chris Lane. That's my new track called Dude, Chris Lane.
Right.
I bought it on Apple, iTunes, Spotify. Title, you know what I'm saying?
Pandora.
Lime Wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But shout out to Cambodia.
Wait,
man.
Was the cheesecake bad?
Oh, the cheesecake is a star.
Like, yeah.
The cheesecake is the star.
Really saved the whole meal.
Almost. I feel like this one was a big hole that they was in. it stopped me from asking for a refund, for sure.
Oh, wow. Hey,
for sure. And I think that's a win for them. That's a win for them.
I feel like enough
sure.
people probably ask the Cheesecake Factory for refunds. They probably have little signage somewhere that says no refunds.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes,
for sure.
I know it's cold and bad.
Yeah, it's so
yes,
bad.
Yes, I know it's pizza style.
And it's so consistently bad, too. Like, every time I go, I'm disappointed. But I, you know what I'm saying?
I've never been, and this is really ruined it for me.
That's why they keep booking you.
It's just like Tyrese or Jason Weaver. I can't remember on that Chingy song.
Jason Weaver. Every time
I'm trying to leave, something keep calling me back. What's calling me back is a cheesecake.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't have to order more stuff.
Huh?
We could just get the cheesecake.
Bro, you
I feel like you got to have the cheesecake.
I want
to
raise
the end
like
of
that.
A meal. Yeah.
Hey, I'm be honest with you, bro. As Chris Lyon, I want raise on that. So like, trying to disrespect me like that, it's really not funny like that. I know this a podcast and everything, but like, I don't play like that for real.
What are you saying, Chris? I'm saying we could just go get the cheesecake. You don't have to order all this extra stuff.
Bro,
we don't have to spend all this money
on
bad
right now
food.
I know we've been friends a long time. Could we come back from Savannah?
Yeah, of course.
That ain't how I play. Like, I don't know what Chris Lane y'all know, but I don't play like that. Like, everybody be saying Chris Lane got a temper.
Are you threatening to fight me right now? Because I implied that we should just get cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory, because I think that's a good idea.
Hey, let's step outside Savannah style.
Let's go. Let's go get drunk and walk down the street.
Yeah.
I know what Savannah style means.
I don't play that, bro.
I'm Evan Rollins, bro. As Evan Rollins, I fucking hate Joe Biden.
Whoa. Hey.
Right. That's the thing. Because as people, you got to announce that you are that person. It's so many deep fakes right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, because it's on the internet, you got to announce as yourself before you say things. Because if you didn't, people won't be sure that it's you.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So
that's what security experts kind of say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Growing up, I was Chris Islam, but then I had to leave Farrakhan, man. Them boys know they killed Malcolm X. Y'all need to buy my new book called Y'all Know Them Boys Killed Malcolm X.
Yes.
By Chris Islam.
Yes.
That's what put the E on it. I've been writing.
Couldn't be associated with him.
Yeah,
you draw in the E and put an arrow underneath it. Like Chris is lame.
Exactly, bro. And my new book, Y'all Know Them Boys Killed Malcolm X. Y'all Know Them Boys Killed Colonel Sanders.
Parentheses, formerly known as Chris Islam.
Exactly. And all my books are just about people killing folks that I know that they did it. Y'all know Salento killed them folks? Salento definitely killed them folks.
He definitely did kill them folks, bro.
Yeah. First he was killing them on dance floor, but he had to escalate so. So when I was growing up, they're like, Chris Lane, do the whip and the nay nay. I'm like, man, I'm about to twerk. I love to shake that thing. That's Chris Lane. I love to drop it low and make that thing shake.
Yeah, that's classic Chris's one.
Yeah, that's how
like
Chris.
Everybody, Chris is like, this is just a two-step song. I'm like, nah, I'm here to twerk, man. I move that body.
But hey.
Man, I'm going to shake it.
At least three or four steps, yeah.
They be like, oh, Chris Lane coming. Y'all know the twerk contest happening. And I'm like, shake, 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 booty, booty, booty. That's what I say while I'm twerking.
Oh, man, this is a fun.
Yeah, man.
Oh, dang, yeah. Well, we got a little bit before we get
out. I was about to say, bro, are y'all watching? Well, I don't know if y'all talked about this already. What shows y'all talked about already?
FBoy Island.
Yeah, we watched the finale.
Y'all watch that Nathan For You?
Bro, what the rehearsal?
Episode? Oh, not the Nathan For You, bro. The rehearsal.
Hey.
That junk insane.
Hey, bro.
Insane.
Bro's psychopath. It's very funny.
Oh, that boy crazy, bro. Yeah. That boy crazy, but that boy got that entertainment.
Hey,
bro. Now he's the devil.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, bro. Absolutely.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's entertaining. And but them people be crazy on that show too.
Oh, I mean, everybody's a crazy.
You got to be crazy to crash your Scion TC at 100 miles an hour.
100 miles an hour, an 8.8, like 2 8.8s.
That is very true.
Well, I like how he kept using all that quick math. You know what I'm saying?
Well, those angel numbers. I feel like I just learned about those.
And yeah, I feel like
everybody's on about them.
Angel numbers.
Is that like? I feel like it's a kid's thing. If you're talking about angel numbers and you're like a 30-something-year-old man, it's like, hey, you know, kill yourself.
What are the angel numbers?
It's just like when two numbers are the same, they're next to each other.
Or three repeating. The three is 111, 222, all the way to 9. And they mean different things.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, but all it's of like them astrology, but it's numbers.
Bro,
yeah.
when that lady was talking, she was like, so I used to be a geeker. That made so much sense.
That made, like she used to be a little crazy on it.
Yeah.
Super religious lady out in Portland.
You can't be spiritual and religious.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I need to charge my crystals for Josiah or what, you know what I mean? You can't combine two of them. It's like, you're the devil that made Halloween. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
If the show dropped and it showed my man just hanging out in your apartment, aren't you furious? Like, if bro would have laid down in my bed and slept for real, we got to talk about that, dog.
I think it's some movie magic going on, bro. I think he had to sign something to allow him to do that. And you got to realize, that's the thing, too, when people be watching this. I don't think people don't realize these people getting paid a lot.
Man.
Got to be. Their budget's got to be high.
Bro, I did 3 lines on one show Netflix. It was about the girl. She was a big girl. Then she was a slim girl and got mean. But it's not the movie Mean Girl.
Is it Tall Girl?
Nah, it's on Netflix. Tall Insatiable.
Oh yeah.
I did literally one sentence on there, which was like, y'all ain't supposed to be here. They had snuck into a HBCU to try to, you know, gentrify.
And you were on writing with Norman Reedus.
Right.
What is that?
Because you're Chris's last.
Oh, yeah. I was on that.
AMC. That famous AMC show.
Man, shout out to Norman Reedus, man. Give me that opportunity. I love it.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love
that picture. The Walking Dead is a good show.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crossbow. Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
That my dog.
Yeah.
But
35 seasons.
But we did that. When we did that show, bro, they gave me for that one day, for that one sentence, $1,500. And then the next year I got a $300 residual check.
God damn.
Them people is on the show
for a week live.
And the ratings are incredible. Everybody's talking about
it. They're doing multiple days. Mm-hmm. Like I'm pretty sure the amount of bread that they getting, they'll be like, all right, bro, I'm gonna go pretend like I work in the coffee shop.
Bro, you know, I'm gonna make acai bowls.
Yeah.
I don't know, dog. Yeah,
I think they get enough.
He's in there messing with your stuff, eating your food. Playing with nunchucks.
Bro.
They're actors, bro. They're all freaks anyway.
He probably could buy new nunchucks and food.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
He probably could move out in mama crib because he definitely was in his mama crib.
Dang.
You out there like, dang, that boy got a big old house.
Hey, yeah.
To make him bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, no, his parents are rich. Every actor's parents
in L.A.?
I'll make fun of generalizations.
He had all them keyblades and stuffed animals and whatnot, and it's like, nah, bro, somebody give you a little cash.
Oh, for sure. Bro, my favorite part is... My favorite part is that the lady, every time he's like, hey, we want to extend the experiment for this reason, she's just like, 100%. Yeah, just having a blast.
Whatever. I want to go back to when he was six, when he comes down the slide. He's a little kid.
Yeah. So fucking awesome. He was like, act like I've been gone 9 years. He was like, finally, you showed up.
Yeah, yeah. That kid fucking rocks.
Yeah,
I think it has a long and successful career.
The fake Instagram story of him eating the pills, that's a good touch.
For sure.
I don't know what's going on.
For sure.
So hey. Good, man.
Oh, yeah, bro, that show is great, man. When that man, when he made that, when that dude kept saying, yeah, you know you're cheap like a Jew.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey.
Like, who told you
that? And then he's like, nah, this is how we talk.
Yeah, this is how he kept doubling down on
it.
Yeah, and it's like, nah, bro, just be like, cut that out.
Yeah, like, stop saying that, bro.
I think the fly.
You want me to practice it how I'm actually going to say it, bro.
Fly's part for me. He hired fake roommates for my guy, and then he hired fake versions of
fake
them
versions
for himself.
Fake versions of fake roommates that looked exactly like them.
And it's like, fucking nah, bro. Insane, dude. That's a good time.
Yeah, very bro. It's a very bizarre show because I feel like you thought the show was going to go one way, and then it became more self-involved.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like the first episode, you're like, oh, each episode, you go solve a new thing. But now it just done got into this weird wormhole of him doing rehearsals for rehearsals rehearsals.
But he also is still doing rehearsals in the meantime.
Yeah.
Show.
Like that, him with that redheaded dude was a rehearsal.
That guy wiped an old man's ass, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one part where I was like, hey, bro, like, if I would have found out later that that was a bit... I think as Chris is lame, I would have fired off him.
Or Nathan Felder, you would have walked up on him.
I would have been like, my name is Chris is lame, and hear me roar.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he watched it, because they never talked to him again. He like left the show, never said anything to him.
Yeah,
never
I wonder
if he tuned in.
Yeah. He definitely
or if
probably
he knows
saw
what it.
It
is.
Nah, he definitely, after that, he probably, you know what I mean, went out into the woods, wrote that last letter.
No, man.
Dang.
Yes, bro.
Dang. He just got his inheritance.
He got a girlfriend he in love with.
Nah, he didn't get that.
His girlfriend is a gold digger, though. And
if he started crying over the inheritance of the fake gold, I think he finally went up to his brother and told him what it was.
Nah, bro. I think it ruined my man.
I like how when you look at pictures of old boxes, they always had their hands like that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I do like that also.
I just went to this steakhouse in West Midtown called Marcel. Mm-hmm. It was the best experience I ever had.
They got like a little parking lot, and it's like it's real dim.
Yeah,
bro. I think I went there for the first time. That was the most expensive food I've ever seen.
Oh yeah. Bro. Oh, you're gonna it's gonna cost some money.
You getting that $200?
That's the logo.
Are
for
you?
Them, Jesus. The old. Yeah, I ate bone marrow for the first time. They just bring you big pieces of bone, and you just fucking stick a spoon in it.
Bro.
And is it amazing?
Yeah, it's so good.
I was underdressed.
You're eating bone.
Everybody was in there on dates. And it was
they got on suits.
Is he like a dude with a suit on, like an older dude with a suit on, or is a dude with like Gucci shades on in a dimly lit room? But he didn't want to take his shades off, so he had the menu this close to his face. He was like, let me get that. One thing they don't do in there is that, but I don't rock with that place because they don't serve meat more than medium.
Oh, yeah. No, it's raw meat.
I like my junk well done.
Yeah,
bro.
I need that medium well at least.
With me, when it comes to me with food, bro, if it ain't almost burnt, I don't trust it.
Wait, Chris, you don't eat anything that's not well done?
Bro, I swear to God, when we were growing up in that country, man, when we would find meats.
When y'all would find meats.
We just walk around outside.
Y'all had
to
track meats down.
You didn't put raw salmon
on
your
bagels? And
it
wouldn't even be like dead animals. It'd be like just a cut of meat that we just find. You find one like once a month. You'll find
one. Outside the butcher, like somebody dropped it.
For sure.
Scavenging in the woods.
Me and three raccoons.
Yeah.
Y'all was my best friends growing up. If you know about Chris, like, you know my best friends was raccoons. Y'all, everybody, shout out to Daryl. Shout out to Copernicus. Yeah. Shout out that boy, Luigi.
Copernicus the raccoon. Yeah, I've heard about him more than once. You don't have to keep
Copernicus and Daryl. I like the boys too.
Y'all know what happened when Copernicus get that Hennessy in. Hey. Y'all know what happened to him.
Yeah. He's going through the trash. Yeah. Come on, dog. He's making a mess.
Y'all was hiding some steroids.
But yeah.
Wait,
bro.
What you mean? Wait, so they like that is not option. Like they,
you come in there, you say well done. They're like, hey man, you gonna have to go take yourself back over down to the Longhorn. Yeah. We people of class.
Yes. You know they got food at the putt shack.
Yeah, for sure. They're like, go ahead and tie that napkin around your neck, buddy. Hey, the G-Row.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I got a pink ass fucking steak in my Beef Wellington, and yeah, man. I mean, it was, you know, it was raw, and raw meat is gonna give you the worst farts, like farts, oh, for sure. Farts to where you think that you might be dying.
Yeah, it's starting to hit.
That will happen. I'll admit. Yeah. But it was good. You know, it was really good, and yeah. It was. You know, it was $300.
That's why you gotta leave that pork alone sometimes. Shout out to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. Nah, bro, that they had these, like, I don't know. It was like these fried lobster pieces in there. That jumped with $40. It was four pieces, bro.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. That little snack was the best snack I had, bro.
Did you get the bread? Did they bring you the bread?
Oh, 100%. Well,
the bread was amazing.
A lot of my friends was eating there.
I went to the bathroom. I'll be right
back. Oh, snap. Okay. A lot of my friends was in there. And they were ordering up because they made good life decisions.
As Derek Marshall.
Right.
This would get so confusing.
Right. Yeah, man. So, man, me and you, bro, we came up together in Savannah. You know yeah, how we you did know. It. Y'all know what Chuck's we did bar. In the city. If you from Savannah,
Sentient
you
Bean.
Know what we did.
Shout out Chris Davidson.
Shout out to Chris Davidson.
The hardest working comedian.
Shout out to Chris Davidson. Shout out to Taffy Candy.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Steep. Rock steps
that, that are
very terrifying as a fat person. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Horses.
For sure.
Shout out to horses roaming the streets.
For
sure.
Shout out to Big Bodies of Water.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hilton Head, South Carolina as well.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Quando Rondo.
Mm-hmm. Outkast.
Oh, Big Boy. Y'all be claiming him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's from there.
Yeah, but yeah, I've been
just like us.
You know, me and Quando Rondo. I'll punch Quando Rondo in his face. That's Chris's line. I'll punch Quando Rondo. Next time I'm in Savannah, I'm fighting Quando Rondo.
What? Hey.
But as Chris's lane.
Oh, wait, yeah. Chris is lame. I'm gonna say don't fight Quando Rondo. He killed Lil Bill or allegedly somebody.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah, hey, allegedly, you know.
Whoa.
Who is Lil Bill?
He's a friend of somebody else. You remember whoever Quando Rondo was beefing with?
I thought he was beefing with Vaughn.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was one of them friends.
Wow. Well,
or maybe they shot Quando Rondo's friend.
Well, he gonna have a tough time with me as Chris's lane.
Well,
because that's what I like to do. Yeah.
All right. So y'all got anything coming up, fellas?
Yeah,
Evan.
Yeah, man.
What's happening this week?
What's happening this week? Let's see here. We have Wednesday. We're in San Diego. The bop.
Do we have any? I don't know if we have any listeners. And do we probably do? We probably know some folks out there. Tom and them. Yeah. So yeah.
Tom's gonna come with us. Okay, that's Friday. Wednesday we're at the. I sent it to y'all. What is the fucking?
We're doing some comedy club Friday in San Diego, and then we're doing Tom's show that Saturday, which I don't know the names of.
Candy's. We're at Candy's comedy show.
Candy's.
Wednesday at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Candy's Boom Boom Room.
Nice. That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, I didn't make it up, you fucking piece of shit. God, Chris, you've been so agitated this whole episode. Hey, man. He's trying to fight Quando Rondo and Joe Biden.
Hey, man. We can end the podcast right the fuck now.
Oh, damn, the show looks great. So, yeah, we're
which one is the one we got to do, like, PG-13?
That's the Friday one. Wednesday and Friday, we're in San Diego, and that's at Comedy Heights.
Comedy Heights, I remember that.
Comedy Heights, bit ba ba.
Yeah. But Comedy Heights, honestly, know. if you are out in the Los Angeles and San Diego areas, just pull up. We'll probably never be back there.
Yeah, hit us up.
Just come out there.
We'll Saturday be around. Or Friday, Saturday, we're at Pizza Moon. Nice. At 7:30. That's Tom's show in a little theater. He says it's real good.
I can't wait.
Thursday, we're at whatever fucking thing I sent you guys.
Doing a lot.
Yeah, this is crazy. I've never had shows before. I'm not used to this type of
pressure. This is the first time I've ever been booked for shows, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thursday, we're at a show called Comedy Near Me at Ueno Vueno. So, we're hosting that one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're hosting that one as a trio.
That's interesting. I like that.
Y'all like to think y'all surprised. Y'all don't read my messages, bro.
Man, you just be, you know, you just be throwing shit out there, dog. I don't know what we'll be saying.
And then Sunday we have a show. I don't know any details.
Seems like you know it's much better than I know.
So there you go. You know?
Yeah.
I should be the manager, bro. I got everybody booked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Los Angeles. We're going to come back super tanned. I'm going to have them damn fake Hollywood teeth.
I noticed when I was emailing for spots to a bunch of people I didn't know, I was just like, hey, you know, my name's Evan. I'm a local comic. I've done multiple comedy festivals and opened up for a bunch of headliners. I just didn't say any names.
Yeah.
And I also just lied.
Yeah. You can just lie.
What are you gonna do? It's not that much of a lie. I guess I've done... It depends on how you want to define a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I've done two or three. That's
right.
A bunch if you don't have many.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ended up opening up for headliners. It was at the Wormhole, but, you know.
Headliners are a headliner.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, I just didn't bother typing a lot of details. I also kind of made them funny. I was like, and, you know, I'm not above bribery, LOL. You know, I added little funny stuff like that. One was an email, and the subject line was begging for stage time, and then a bunch of exclamation points, you know. So just kind of funny stuff.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody else would have read it, it seems like a cry for help.
Sure.
Well, hey.
But, you know, I think they you got to differentiate
They probably giggled
yourself.
At it. They probably got it. How many exclamation points was it? Like 7?
I don't fuck you. Why don't you ask your friend, what was it, uncle, what's your uncle's name?
It's Marcus, man.
Marcus. Why don't you ask your friend, Uncle Marcus?
It's not my friend. The bagel man. All right, so now we're just going to sit here and disrespect my family like that. All right, man. I think this podcast is coming to an end. Me and Evan got something we got to talk about after this is over.
Yeah, y'all got to step out. It's Savannah style. Yeah, it's satellite Savannah style. So.
Chris is going to twerk a bunch.
Yeah, Chris got some busting it open to do. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Man, good time. Felt a lot this episode. Went through the history of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you guys pick up my book. I Know Why They Killed Malcolm X. Yeah. Please pick it up. I've only sold two copies.
Yeah, nah, y'all know them boys killed Malcolm X. Y'all know them boys killed Colonel Sanders. You got to make sure you get both.
Look, man, I wrote the book.
Yeah, that's true. I think you can call it whatever you want.
Yeah. What else you got besides?
I mean, all next week we're going to be there. So, just if you know... Just come out, all our listeners, fly out to Los Angeles. Come see us, please. But I think that's about it. And then the following week, we'd be back for the live show.
I'm only there till the 20th. So, hey, make sure.
All right, and that's the podcast, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in once again.
We got Will Foskey. You know what I mean. So make sure you go out to that if you're in town. You know.
Can you say it? What are you saying?
And that's the podcast.
Booyah.